Exclusive. Senator John Barrasso, Republicans must unite in 2022 to stop Joe Biden's freight train to socialism. By Charlie Spiering on July 7, 2021. Cody, Wyoming, Senator John Barrasso, R.Y., called for Republicans to unite during the 2022 midterms in order to stop President Joe Biden's agenda. "It's the freight train to socialism," he said. "They have the possibility with Schumer, Pelosi, and Biden, together the three of them, we as a nation are always at risk." First elected as a U.S. in 2007, Barrasso has risen in the ranks of Republican leadership to the position of chairman of the party conference, the third-ranking member in Senate. During the 4th of July holiday, Barrasso appeared at a parade in Cody, Wyoming in a celebration of freedom and America's veterans before he spoke about the current political climate with Breitbart News. Barrasso said he wanted to make Biden a half-term president by winning back the House and Senate and stopping his agenda. "That is the only way we can eliminate this risk to our freedoms and democracy with the Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Nancy Pelosi squad wanting to take this country so far away from what the average American wants," he said. Barrasso spoke about Biden's attack on American energy, ending the Keystone XL pipeline, putting a moratorium on drilling and exploration on public lands. "Half of Wyoming is public land," Barrasso noted, "and energy is the number one economic resource in the state, and the biggest source of funding for public schools." He recalled Biden giving a bipartisan inauguration speech when he first took office, but immediately acting to hurt American energy. "By the time he got there, he drew a target on the back of American energy and he pulled the trigger," he said. He noted that Biden's actions were already having a negative effect on energy costs for Americans. "It's a dollar a gallon more to fill up today than it was 4th of July last year," he said, pointing out that more Americans were concerned about the rising costs of gas and groceries as a result of Biden's policies. Barrasso said that Biden's stimulus checks, expanded unemployment benefits, and retroactive child tax payments were falling flat as people in Wyoming were just looking for good-paying jobs. "People don't want a handout, not in Wyoming, people want to work," he said. "When you go to the rodeo, you see those guys. They realize you gotta stay on the bull or the bucking bronco a full 8 seconds to earn any money. You don't get money for showing up."